This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
What's your confidence level at the moment, Nipper?
It differs, Paul. You have good days and bad days.
What day are you having today?
I'm confident today. I still believe that I'm the right person.
All right, before we talk about what your plans are for this area and for the electorate of Cook, let's find out a little bit more about you. Where were you born? Where did you grow up? And what did you do in your early years?
I was actually born in Mossman. Grew up in Gelatin, which is up on top of the hill. Went to school at Bushy Creek School, as it was known then. Then my later school, the high school, was in Mareeba. Left school, done some work on cattle properties around the Gulf for about 5 years. Then worked with Telstra for about 20-odd years and spent most of it in the Cook electorate. So I'd done some time out of the Mossman Depot. I'd done 2 years on TI, living on TI.
And what did you do for Telstra?
I was a liney, dirt liney. And then just progressed. When I left in 2004, went redundant in 2004, I was a manager, a line manager.
So, Nipper, why do you want to get involved in politics?
I was involved with the Mareeba Shire Council. I'd done 2 terms with the Mareeba Shire Council.
Well, that's local government, but state government, Polly, it's going to be a different kettle of fish.
It's a whole different ballgame. I just believe that we haven't had a really good voice in the seat of Cook. And that was part of the reason why I decided to put my hand up. I believe that I can achieve, and there's some things that I want to achieve for the electorate of Cook. Cook is a really diverse, and I would argue that it's the most unique electorate in Queensland because it's basically split up into 3 sections. So you've got the Torres Straits, all the islanders up to the New Guinea border. Then you've got the Tip, which is a different area again. And then you've got your Mossman, Cooktown, Port Douglas and Mossman. So it's basically 3 different areas.
It's a very big electorate, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's huge.
Now, of course, part of the electorate is the Indigenous electorate, and the current member, the incumbent, is Indigenous as well.
Yep.
How would you cater for the Indigenous community if you were the member for Cook?
It's all about being a voice for everybody, whether it's Indigenous or non-Indigenous. I've spent, as I said, 2 years up in TI, so I know what that side of it is all about. I've done time in the communities like Hope Vale, short stints and everything. So, and I am currently on the Mullaridgee Tribal Organisation up in Mareeba. I'm an independent board member of that. So I've always been an advocate for the Indigenous and believe that we can do some stuff for them.
Well, it's a big decision to go for this. I mean, the incumbent at the moment moved from Mareeba to Cairns outside of the actual electorate.
I don't understand the decision to do it, to move the office from Mareeba. I live in Mareeba or just outside of Mareeba, so I will, and I've made the promise that I will bring the office back to Mareeba.
Cynthia Louie said she moved it to Cairns so that the people coming down from the far north wouldn't have to go to Cairns and then to Mareeba. They could come directly down, and that would help those people, whereas the people in Mareeba and what have you could travel to Cairns.
Yep.
Does that make sense to you?
It does in a way, but I think there's ways that you can do it without actually shifting the office out of the electorate. Now, they moved the office to cater for the Indigenous flying in, and I understand that totally, but there's a number of offices right around Cairns that all the communities have.
Yes.
So I don't see why we couldn't utilise it. If it was a case of meeting with those communities, we could utilise those offices.
So you think it's pretty well catered for at the moment?
I believe so, and I'm a really hands-on person, so I would be out in the community. So I would rather meet with the community out where the issues are so that I can see firsthand rather than in an office environment in Cairns.
Now, pardon my ignorance, I've been up only here 2 years in the beautiful, beautiful Douglas Shire, but how the hell did you get the name Nipper?
Long story short, my mum and dad worked on cattle properties when I was a nipper or young, 18 months old. Right. There was a cowboy gardener there that had a little black fluffy dog and it was called Nipper. Wherever the dog went, I went. So he called us Nipper 1 and Nipper 2, and that's how it is.
And that's stuck. How you got the name Nipper.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you think you'll go in the role of a Polly now? Just, I've only known you for a few minutes really, but you strike me as a bloke who's could roll the sleeves up, have a beer with anybody, go down the pub and have a drink with the boys and all of that sort of stuff. How are you going to handle the politics?
Yeah, no, good question. Look, I believe, and even though it's different in council, that was like an apprenticeship for the next level. As you said, look, I'm really approachable. I'm no different to anybody out there in the electorate. It's just that I decided that I believe that I can make a difference. If you want to change something, the best way to do it is have involvement and get it changed yourself.
From the inside.
From the inside.
How old are you?
58.
Oh, you're only a young bloke. I mean, the 58's the new 48. You know that, don't you?
I'm glad about that. Yeah, look, the way I figure to do really well in politics, I think you need to be there at least 2 terms. 3 terms, good. You will achieve a lot more. And at my age, I believe that I've got that ahead of me.
Okay. Well, what about this ferry issue in the seat of Cook?
Yes.
At the moment, the crossing.
Yes.
What do you favour?
I would like to see the results of the survey that Mike
and them are putting. Now you're sitting on the fence there.
I am sitting on the fence. It's a really tough issue at the moment. I mean, I could probably give you my personal opinion, but that's...
Give me your personal opinion.
Probably the bridge would be the way to go.
Okay, all right.
But that's my personal opinion.
Well, at least you gave it, you know, because some people go, oh, yes, I want to find out what the populist thing is. And when I can find out what's popular, I'll go with that. But yeah, you've just given me what you think. Because the waiting time at the moment for the crossing at times is up to 2 hours. Sometimes they've said 3 hours, which I just think for tourists coming to the area with no amenities either side... they sitting in air-conditioned buses while the buses grind away and keep the fuel running and spew out the stuff.
Yeah, look, there's definitely issues there at the moment, and it needs to be fixed. What way they go, well, I'll support the council, whatever way that they want to go.
Well, and they'll support the people, whichever way it wants to go. Right. Now, what if the people vote for 2 ferries? Would you go along with that?
Yep. The people have made the choice. It's all about the people's voice. I'm the people's voice. So council would support those, and I'm in there to support the council. I believe local government has to work with state government. State government has to work with local government.
Okay, what's your final pitch for the electorate to vote you in for the member of Cook?
I believe that I'm the best person for the job. Local, been here all my life, know what the issues are right across the whole electorate.
Wonder how we got the name Nipper. Nobody could tell me. Yep. You tell me.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.